Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneers, a sales intel show, where our goal is to help the community learn from the experts, from practitioners, and from the leaders in the space to learn how to generate the most optimal pipeline for their business. As we know, pipeline is the heart blood of any organization, and generating pipeline, we at Sales Intel believe that it's a team sport. You can't just give it to BDRs or AEs or marketing team. It truly takes a village to come together to build a pipeline that ultimately converts into revenue. Today, I am excited to have Natalie Taylor from Capsule Video with us. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Natalie, to kick things off, why don't you tell the community about yourself, the business, and how in your role do you help influence or help generate the pipeline for the business?
Yeah, so I am leading marketing at a startup called Capsule, which is an AI-powered video editing tool built specifically for enterprise teams and what they need, which is to create videos 10 times faster and easier, keep everyone on brand, and make collaboration seamless across the entire organization. And so my main responsibility is generating leads, but I love how you framed this as pipeline generation is a team sport, especially at a startup where there's a very small team. We're a very small go-to-market team, a very new go-to-market team. And so everyone has their hands in a little bit of everything. Everyone is working towards generating pipeline, growing revenue, and it takes all hands on deck. And there's always overlap between marketing, sales, and customer success. And our roles are shifting constantly. And so, you know, on the sales side, some of the things I'm helping with are refining our messaging and our ICP, working closely with sales on those initiatives, interacting with our customers and our users, and helping build really successful pilots, and just, you know, finding success across the board. I'm in a little bit of a unique position because I am the closest related to our target audience as a marketer, because we're mostly selling to marketing teams and creative teams. And so I have a little bit more insight and experience into their challenges and pain points, and can work closely with them in some of the pilot context and in the sales context.
That's great. So you can truly drink your own champagne.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, last year was hard for a lot of go-to-market leaders, a lot of companies, especially in the B2B sales, in this B2B SaaS business. You know, companies didn't hit their revenue targets, pipelines weren't there, the pipelines that were there didn't convert, macroeconomic headwinds were too strong, and we all made so many mistakes, right? When you look back at last year, what is one thing that jumps out to say, you know what, I wish I'd done things differently?
Yeah, it's tough to say for us because Capsule just launched our public beta about 6 months ago. So everything feels new and hard, and we're figuring everything out and building everything from scratch. So tough for me to ascribe whether that's, you know, broader marketing, you know, market headwinds, or just the pain points of building something from zero, essentially. But I would say, you know, the biggest pipeline pain points we felt were, and I think what we got really good at, huge credit to our sales team, is getting really clear on our ICP and building a sales process, which was hugely impactful for the success we're seeing into 2024. So, you know, and so the part of that is like building the clear ICP and sales process. The other challenge we had was just we didn't have enough leads. Like, we're new, nobody knows who we are. We're trying to just, again, build something from zero. And so figuring out the most effective channel that will get us in front of the right people, while also still trying to figure out a little bit who exactly the right people are. It's just the classic startup cliche of you're building the ship while flying it. So I will say that the thing that we were really successful at in building, in clearly defining our ICP and the sales process, was really nailing each stage of the sales process as it was being built. So we started having a lot of intro calls with folks, and finally figured out who exactly is having the strongest pain point consistently across all organizations that Capsule is best suited to solve right now. And so we really nailed the intro call and the messaging and the deck in that intro call, and had an extremely high conversion rate from intro call to demo. And then we got really good at building a very compelling demo that was very personalized to their company and their team. And now we're kind of in this phase of building really successful pilots with a few key customers, large enterprise companies. And so we're just continuing to iterate that sales process. And it's been really, really fun and rewarding to watch that unfold.
That's great. That's great. So defining that ICP, I hear from companies that have been established, that have been in business for 10, 15 years, that they don't have well-defined ICP. So I think your finding was good. Well, so the new year's here, new initiatives, new budgets, new targets. What are you most excited about? Which channel, which program, which new experiment that you are excited about to generate the most optimal pipeline?
Yeah. So because we got so clear on our ICP, and it's quite targeted, it's heads of video, heads of creative, heads of brand at B2B SaaS companies with at least 300 or so employees. So it's very, very targeted. And it was incredible to witness how consistent the pain points are across all of these folks that we've talked to. So we're going really hard on reaching more of those people so that we can get that message to them as effectively as possible. So we launched at the beginning of this year a series, an in-person dinner series for these ICPs in a few key cities where there's a high concentration of them. So we did our first one in San Francisco in January. We did one in Boston in March, and we're planning our third one for New York in May. And these have been really successful for a few reasons. One, it has continued to give us more information about our ICP. Like, we think we know a lot, but you know, spending in-person time with even more of these folks together in one room where they're talking about, you know, more challenges and other similarities has been super insightful, but also like bringing them together and forming some basis of a community, which we also learned doesn't really exist for our ICP. And then also using the content from that dinner to kind of fuel the next series and fuel a little bit of FOMO around that. So one thing we did was I've been at all of these dinners, and I bring a nice camera and I take some nice pictures and some videos of everyone at the dinner, make sure there's a nice angle of everyone so they look good. I upload all of those photos to Dropbox that night after dinner. I draft up a follow-up email to everyone that was there, give everyone their LinkedIn profiles for everyone to connect, and then say, you know, here's a folder of all of the photos from dinner. Feel free to post and tag Capsule. And it's been really successful. And a lot of the people, even that we've started conversations with, but, you know, sales process has stalled or they didn't respond, have seen those posts and being like, oh, look at all my peers who are at this dinner. I wish I was there, and creating a little FOMO. So that's been a really successful motion that we're continuing to invest in. The second thing is, now that we have a pretty good like sales-led motion built up, we're now focusing on building more of a product-led growth motion. So, you know, we're pretty clear about who this works for, and we've been able to reach those folks and build successful pilots with them. Now we want to build the foundation for getting a lot of users into the product to then scale into a product-led growth motion, where that is just overtaking any other video editing option where the decision's kind of already been made. So this year, we're also investing in a lot of organic content to target those folks and just generate more inbound pipeline, generate more business tier subscriptions, and support that product-led growth motion.
That's great. So you're already experimenting with the multiple channels. So that leads us to the next part of our show here. Let me share my screen, Natalie. As we know, you know, pipeline gets generated through multiple channels. Growth comes from many channels. Here, you have 100 pennies, right? And multiple channels where you can invest your pennies. And your goal is to invest these 100 pennies in a way that generates the most optimal pipeline for your business. How will you invest these pennies this year?
Yeah, so this is based on what has, again, we're an early stage go-to-market team. Yep. This is what has been working for us and what we will continue to invest in. So I would invest 40 pennies into product-led growth. And to me, product-led growth can mean a few different things, but I think ultimately it's about one, having a product that you yourself are passionate about or understand to some extent, because it just makes everything on the sales and marketing side so much easier. When you can be really clear about the messaging, when you really understand the ICP and their pain points and how the product fits in to solve that. And then also for an early stage startup, our advantage is that we can move really quickly and we can ship new features faster than any other competitor on the market, hands down. Yep. We consistently get feedback from our top enterprise customers that we are so responsive. We are building exactly what they need. Yep. And that is our huge advantage. So that's kind of how I think about product-led growth and just being able to shape our customers' perception of us through the product and just having a product that people love. And then of course, like, the goal is that the product itself will fuel growth by just being so incredible and fueling its own word of mouth and addiction with users.
Sure.
So that's product-led growth for me.
I love the clarity for you, for clarity that you have regarding product-led growth. You still have, you know, lots of pennies here. Where else would you invest?
So, okay, I would do 20 on sales-led growth.
Okay.
Specifically because we are targeting enterprise customers. Mm-hmm. And you absolutely need a sales process when you're working with enterprise customers. And there's a lot of moving pieces. There's a ton of stakeholders. There's a lot of process and rigor. And it just demands that sort of enterprise sales process. And again, like, it is, the sales-led process is also helping us shape the product. I mentioned we have about like six key enterprise customers right now that we are prioritizing above everything else. And so, because we know that if they are facing these challenges, we know that there are 100 other companies just like them who are looking up to them because these are leaders in their space, that there will be companies that also need those things. And so working really closely and having a clearly defined sales process has been hugely helpful for us in focusing on our main value proposition of being enterprise first.
That's great. That's great.
Next, I would, it's kind of tricky because I feel like I'm choosing marketing-led growth for 20 pennies because I feel like a lot of these other ones fall under marketing. So I'm just going to have a catch-all of marketing for 20 pennies. And for us, that, again, as an early stage startup, can account for some of our bigger swings. We've learned to take some bigger swings and have a few kind of splashier big campaigns throughout, you know, around once a month, a couple times a quarter. And that's been really effective in just bumping signups, bumping awareness, and making a splash. So one of the things we did was last year was our first one, was I would consider an early mover in the B2B influencer space, working with influencers in a B2B capacity. I don't know if you could still consider it early mover, but I think so. Generally, I think it's still pretty early stages for working with influencers. And so that was a big advantage for us, just making a splash that way. We also have, again, being really product focused, we have a lot of product launch campaigns. We're shipping a ton of new stuff, you know, almost on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. And so that is a lot of great fuel to build awareness and get people in the product and aware of the kinds of video editing tasks you can do within Capsule. And then, of course, building out, as I mentioned, this organic content to fuel a product, ultimately a product-led growth motion.
That's great.
And the last one is founder-led growth.
So both pennies, will you put 2 pennies on? 20
yes,
pennies?
I think that's, yep. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Our last 2 pennies or dimes, I guess.
Yeah, 20 pennies.
Right. So I have always been a fan of having a strong founder-led brand. And specifically for Capsule, it's been really effective for, I'd say, 2 main reasons. Our founder and CEO, Champ Bennett, has a really strong, compelling story about, you know, why he founded Capsule and his experience building creative technology tools. He's a 3-time founder, and this is sort of like the pinnacle of the evolution of his previous companies. And, you know, this is something that he's always been passionate about. And he, you know, he has a good video presence. All of that is great. The other thing, which ties into a startup's advantage of moving fast and being very responsive, is he's also an asset that our sales team leverages throughout pipeline stages. So people love talking to the CEO, no matter who, no matter what kind of context. People love knowing that they are heard by the CEO. And so for some of these deals or pipeline stages, he'll come in and answer questions about the product roadmap. They want to know that what they're buying into, you know, we're still in beta. Like, is this going to solve all of our problems? What kind of problems is this going to solve for us strategically, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10 years down the line? Is this something that we really want to invest in? And so he is a huge asset in, you know, telling that story and sharing that vision of what Capsule is for and, you know, what we're ultimately building toward.
That is great. So, you know, it's great when the founders get involved. You know, I get more involved in the stage of the company that we are in than many other founders that I know, but it helps, you know, the passion shows, the customers feel valued, and your team feels that much more confident, you know, taking you to the customers. Great. So thank you so much for spending time and, you know, spending these pennies across these 4 channels. I love the clarity of thought that you have and the focus of investment here. Let's take a look at this slide, where this is the average of where other go-to-market leaders, you know, in your roles across different stages of the companies have decided to invest their pennies. I'm going to overlay your data on top of it, where you see orange line versus blue of the community, right? When you look at this chart, what surprises you?
Yeah, definitely surprised that product-led is pretty low. That's definitely the biggest difference is the big emphasis on product-led for Capsule. But, you know, for us, that, like, that is the feedback we get consistently from users, is like, the product is so good. Like, it's just so fun and easy to use. And it's, you know, it's one of our competitive advantages. And so we really want to lean into that. And ultimately, like, we're aspiring to be like a lot of product-led growth companies, SaaS companies like Slack and Figma. Figma has always been, you know, a company that we aspire to be like. And the story of Figma is, you know, there was really like Envision and there was Figma. And Envision really nailed the sales-led motion, the top-down motion. And Figma, you know, not as much. And but eventually they, you know, they build this product-led growth motion that eventually overtook Envision and is part of, you know, kind of a big reason as why Envision didn't make it, is because ultimately everyone was using Figma and loving Figma, that when it came down to it, there was no other option for teams to adopt it. So that's the biggest thing that stands out to me. Also a little surprised that founder-led is as low as it is. I guess that kind of depends on the market you're in, but I think it can be a huge advantage to leverage your founder. You know, hopefully they have a lot of expertise and unique points of view on the market and the broader problems that are felt by maybe the ICP or even like an exec sponsor that really understands the broader challenges. So I think there's definitely an advantage to that, but also a little surprised at the amount of the use of sales led. Yeah. But again, it depends on your target customer and the, you know, your ACV and all of that. So kind of depends on what that all is for the guests that you've had on the show.
This is very, very helpful. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure the community, especially the early stage companies, are going to get a lot of wisdom from the nuggets that you shared. So thank you.